Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
How you feeling this morning, Keith?
Not good. Not good at all.
Lakers.
I went to bed about 1:15-ish. Tossed and turned. Mm-hmm. Was up for about another, got up probably within the next hour 30. Been up ever since. You know, had to go to bed early and then take a nap. I took a couple naps throughout the day to prepare myself for the exit. And so the exit happened. And now we have to figure out what to do next.
The season has gone into the great beyond?
The season has gone into the great beyond. You know, so
the Lakers lose last night, 113-100. To be eliminated by the Phoenix Suns. LeBron James out in the first round for the first time in his career.
So when you think about it, we are here this morning to pay our respects to a couple fallen teams in the NBA.
Well,
starting out with the New York Knicks, mm-hmm. and finishing strong with my Los Angeles Lakers.
A good life.
With that being said, Brother James and Brother AD will not be joining the likes of Kyrie Irving. Nor Brother Harden, or Brother KD. LeBron James gave it his all.
He was a good soldier.
Mm-hmm. 14 straight years he got out of the first round, but not this one. The NBA certainly didn't want this. They wanted to see the Brooklyn Nets and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes, they did.
If you think it's a shame, touch somebody next to you.
Same partner?
Talk about it.
Social distancing?
Stat in church.
It's a sad thing to think there will be no Washington Wizards.
No Wizards.
There'll be no Dame Lillard.
Dame
time.
Lord,
is over.
Give him a team to contend.
Woo! No Miami Heat, no Boston Celtics, no New York Knicks. Did I say that already?
You said that.
Say it again.
Stand up loud and proud.
Look at your partner.
Woo!
Brother AD gave it his all yesterday. He gave it his all.
Groin wouldn't let him.
The devil is the groin.
Did not allow him to be the big that we paid him all that money for.
But came
that's
up small in a big spot.
That's
small.
Okay.
Small.
I'm glad to see that the Phoenix Suns and my good friend CP3 has advanced. But you will not see the last of these fallen NBA heroes.
Nope.
You will see Brother James and Brother AD in the future. Julius Randle in the Knicks. Dame Lillard.
Where?
When?
May see him travel far beyond Portland for his future.
Mercy.
But I will close with this one. It's been a great NBA season for many of them.
Yes, it has.
In closing, I want to say.
Take it home, Deacon.
Bring it home, Deacon.
As we continue to pass around the pot, make sure y'all put some money in to pay some of these great NBA players that will be moving teams beyond this year.
The Somebody's rebuilding
gotta
fund.
Give the league money they're going to lose off.
I know we ain't got no sense this morning.
The
but
rebuilding
no Lakers,
fund. Okay.
We don't have no sense. We got to have some fun. Keep it light. It is Friday. Han, take it away.
No, that was beautiful.
Hey,
and the best part of it, that it was concise so we can all get to breakfast. That's the best part of it.
Yes, because otherwise, like you know, you come with us, we might be 3 hours going to the basement, get some macaroni and cheese, some spaghetti.
Some spaghetti
mixed up
chicken.
Already with some cheese on top.
Sister fried Patty, chicken. Sweet potato pie, hello?
And some tea that might decide to make you have to go to the hospital because it's so sweet.
Wait, that should have been straight talk.
Diabetes tea.
Okay, so we leave church and we get to Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Deacon Keyshawn with the service this morning. Alan Hodd, Monica McNutt in with Key. And yes, so the Lakers lose. LeBron loses. Anthony Davis does give it a go, but clearly didn't have it.
God.
And in fact, Dave McMenamin, who covers the Lakers, ESPN, was on SportsCenter last night, and This is what you need to know about Anthony Davis and just how badly that groin obviously was injured. We'll call this Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. Just listen to Dave tell you about not only what the injury that we saw, but how about what his teammates saw even before the game.
Anthony Davis did whatever he could to push through the injury tonight, but Dennis Schroeder told me after the game, I said, what's it been like behind the scenes? He said, we did a walkthrough today, and Anthony Davis was stumbling just making the basic moves on the court without a defender, without stakes or anything like that, but he proved that he was willing to put himself out there for his teammates.
This shows you, Key, and that's Straight Talk, right? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. This shows you. Now, you know, Jay's been making the point. LeBron and Father Time are sort of now in a battle, right? They're in the octagon right
now. Well, we knew that, though.
Okay, yeah. And he needs that second star, even just to get out of the first round. That's clear as well. Anthony Davis, Max said this on SportsCenter also. Max said the Lakers were 21-6 before AD got hurt,
yes.
The first injury. They finished 42-30. Think about that. They were the best defense in the league, too, at one mm-hmm. point. They were up 2-1 on Phoenix, again, before the recurrence of injury for AD. And then lose three in a row because he's just not available to them or just not himself. So that just clearly shows you how important now Anthony Davis is for LeBron and his chances to win one more championship, if possible.
Well, I mean, the guy's 36 years old.
LeBron,
And when he's that old, and not only his age, but the time that he's been playing mm-hmm. basketball. Mm-hmm. It's in what he's given us, clearly he knew in order for him to win that championship last year, that the recruiting process had to start way before that to get AD to come to extend his championship career.
Right.
And you gave out the numbers. When AD's on the court, we know what that is. And when he's not on the court, we also know what that is. So it's not a secret that LeBron James needs a guy opposite him that can help ease the load on him. This isn't LeBron James of 13 years ago. This is just not that. And we have
player.
To accept that and stop trying to make it seem as though this is the same player from 13 years ago because we see him play a certain way in a regular season. You know?
But he was also – LeBron's also compromised. Like, he won't talk about it. He was mm-hmm. definitely compromised.
Absolutely,
throughout the rest
he
of
was compromised.
Season. Wasn't himself. But Monica –
But even if he was himself, it would have been difficult without a strong number two.
Even against the Suns team, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And you got to give credit to the Suns. Devin Booker went crazy. Yeah. First quarter again, goes off, leaves no doubt, Monica, that you know they were going to win that game. They were the better team, and they were there to win that series. Who nobody favored them except, of course, Bobby Marks.
Except Bobby Marks. Shout out to Bobby Marks, the one analyst of our, 18 of us that got it right. Here's the thing that I think we overlooked in this conversation. And LeBron said so much in this post game yesterday. Rhythm, continuity, peaking at the right time. None of that was happening for this Lakers squad. And although LeBron is a larger-than-life figure in the game, 36, umpteen thousand miles, 50-11, you know, final series, gotten to the finals. And then, you know, there's still that camp out there that would argue, you look at both the Heat and the Lakers, the position that they were in terms of the turnaround mm-hmm. and the duress of last season to this season. So, to me, this is more about the Suns and witnessing the beginning of a changing of the guard in the league, because if the Clippers fall, you're talking about your star players or at least your leading scorers largely being 26 and under.
Yeah, and you know, you think about what they've been able to do. CP3, it's so weird because wherever he goes,
the culture gets better.
All he
change.
Does is win.
Yeah. And put people in better positions. And that's why you have guys like that from a leadership standpoint. So you certainly don't want to miss out on having a conversation about him in this moment.
Agreed.
But the Lakers, look, we were up against it.
Problem, Key, that we keep going to the Lakers. They've been up against it for 2 months. Look at the regular season. Look at the month of April and May for Phoenix and then the month of April and May for the Lakers. Like, they hit that, 9 out of 12, something crazy. You know what I mean? So you, a Lakers fan, we collective consumers of the game, gave, I think, a little bit too much creed to the brand, to the returning champs, to what
absolutely, 100%. If somebody told me, hey, you had to do this if the Lakers lose the championship or don't make the championship, I take that bet every single day mm-hmm. because I got two players mm-hmm. that are basically, when they're healthy, I think people would say they're top five in the NBA with AD and LeBron. And so that was being pushed the entire time, when they get healthy, when they get healthy, when they get healthy, because we've seen this before. We've seen a miss and come back and roll. Or you look at the Brooklyn Nets. You say to yourself, I've seen Kyrie cook. I've seen KD cook. I've seen Harden. Oh, they only been together 7 games. Okay, so what? We know what that is with our eyes, and that's how you look at it from a Lakers fan standpoint, or even for an analyst, I look at it and I say, LeBron's done it too many times. He's not going to let us down.
But maybe we're seeing a changing of the guard. Maybe we are seeing that generational change because you are missing the Lakers and LeBron James especially, which we're not used to that.
All hell, man.
We're not no Lakers, no Celtics. It's the first time in like 7 years, no Lakers, no Celtics in the playoffs at this point. That's also something we're not used to as well. New faces to watch.
Yep.
But another face that we were getting used to, Dame time, playoff time, big shots, he's also gone as well. And maybe not just leaving the postseason, perhaps suggesting it's time for him to leave his situation. So we'll discuss that coming up next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
It was like a game seven because nobody's trying to see Damian Lillard, one of the clutchest players ever, like game seven.
Where we are now isn't good enough. I don't know what the shakeup looks like. But obviously, as is, it wasn't good enough.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Can we get right to it, please? The other story from last night. Yes, the Lakers lose. LeBron James out. More on that, of course. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And here's one question for you, everybody. Has Father Time finally caught LeBron James? There's question one. Question two is, speaking of time and Dame time, is it time? And would you blame him if now he decides, I got to leave here. If I'm going to do anything, if I'm going to win a championship, if I'm going to get the type of shine. Now, I know he's got commercials. I know everybody knows who he is. But there's a different kind of shine when you go to a place and you become, yeah, he had the bling.
I get some rings.
When you go to a place and have a chance, a true contender. Monica, would you at all have a problem with Dame Lillard if he at some point in this offseason, he won't do it during the playoffs, but at some point in the offseason goes, I need to move on?
I would have zero problem, and I have this very probably too altruistic and respectful of the organization thought in my mind that they wouldn't even make him ask. Like, they would just kind of decide to detonate because you can't play for now and the future at the same time. And it wasn't just Dame in the post last night. Nurkic said it.
Yeah.
CJ didn't necessarily have the series that we're accustomed to from him. I love Robert Covington, but he's not necessarily a guy that's going to get you there. He's a role player. You saw flashes from Norman Powell. But as a unit, they're not going to get it. And I think what is tough about Portland is the West continues to reload. We're talking about the changing of the guard. We're talking about Klay Thompson being back.
Phoenix has emerged now. Dallas,
Denver,
yes.
Dallas. Like,
Utah.
It's not going to get easier. And I don't know. I think for me, that's the hinge point in terms of their ability to attract another guy to play with Dame. I think other guys admire Dame, but why would you go to the West to go up against all them other loaded folks?
So the Denver Nuggets win 126-115. Actually, Portland did have a lead, but they end up coming back and winning the game and then winning the series in six of Portland out in the first round, Key.
Yeah, you know, you asked the question. I would never have a problem with it. I said it all along.
Mm-hmm.
No one is ever, and she just said it too. No one's, they're not going to Portland. So yeah. It's going to be hard. You can get a guy at the end. You can get a Carmelo Anthony. You can get that. Or you could draft a guy and hope. But that's no.
They didn't. Zach Collins, he never plays.
It doesn't
always
work. For Dame, he needs to start to look at a bigger market, like a New York, for instance, the Knicks. I just bring that up. He has the commercials. Yes, he has.
What about Boston?
But you can enhance that. I don't think his personality
Philly
would work in
he and Embiid together.
I think he would work anywhere. Key. He just wants a chance to win and contend.
Yeah, I don't think his personality would work in Boston.
So he is what they thought Kemba would be. Still, like Boston could be really intriguing.
No, but I'm talking about that personality. I'm talking about just he's a no nonsense type. When you start talking a certain way, he gonna clap back. So I don't know if that fits for him. In that particular city.
New coach pending.
I gotta work on that though. You know, I kinda know him a little bit personally, and that just don't work for him.
All right, let's
New
first,
York would work for him.
I agree
Philly
there.
Would well, work for him.
I'll tell you what.
Miami would work for him.
New York?
Yes. And so, I can give you that perspective. It's New York has been almost waiting for him.
Say less.
Like
come.
Years. Like yeah. Really, honestly. It's been and I don't mean the team. Because they've had so much turnover.
But you also,
I'm talking about the fan base in New York has been waiting for him.
Point to God.
Whenever you're ready, this is your home. Now, Lillard, it's interesting. Normally, he's been pretty pretty strong with his takes and his loyalty to mm-hmm. Portland. And after the loss last night, you guys tell me if you hear, not that he said anything revealing, but maybe it's what he didn't say that's a little more worth your while. Take a listen.
To come up short in the first round, you know, our season to end on our home floor is disappointing. That's as far as I am with it right now. You know, I'm not really thinking about none of the other change or whatever, man. You know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, I haven't even thought that far out.
He did have an Instagram post, though, Monica.
Breaking, 5 hours ago, this was posted on Instagram. Just a follow-up. Quotation marks, folks. How long should I stay dedicated? How long to opportunity meet preparation? Shout out to Nipsey Hussle. Great. Two shots in the picture if you want to go check it out. His beautiful pregame fit, like this little baby blue fit. Then a little dap to Jokic.
Now, that's obviously, it's not his words, though. He's quoting Nipsey, right?
Yeah, but you'll never quote.
Yeah, no. What I'm saying, though, those aren't
correct.
His words. What,
yes.
What he was doing was he was quoting
lyric.
Yeah.
Nipsey, but it was obviously in relation to maybe what he's wondering or
just,
thinking right now.
It's just the thoughts that's going through his mind. Mm-hmm. When you lose in this type of situation, you always sit back and you got to reflect. You got to take your time a minute. And when you played the clip of what he was saying, I understand what he's saying. Right now, he's not really thinking about anything except what just happened. And so from a media standpoint, Dame's typically been saying, I'm staying, I'm cool, this is where I want to be. He didn't say anything. He just kind of left it open. So now the speculation is going to start over the next several months, several days, several weeks. People will talk about it until he closes the door again.
He had 28 points and 13 assists in the loss. Now, remember, he came up 55, that 55-point game in double overtime where he was insane. 3 of 11 from three-point range, however, so clearly it's just difficult for him to do it by himself game after game
it
after
ain't gonna,
game.
It ain't, it's just not going to – Monica said it. The West – and Monica mentioned the young people and all that.
Yeah.
But what she didn't mention is you do understand there's another team.
Golden State.
Yes, absolutely. That's going to – you know, they're getting ready to get Clay back, and if he's healthy – you know, we already know what Steph is and Draymond, and then they're going to probably wind up packaging some stuff up. That's going to be even – it's going to get harder.
So, again, the question, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know, Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay, but
everybody
maybe for
wants
different
out.
Reasons, and there are already their fan base turning on him. But would you really turn on Damian Lillard if he just said, it's time for me to go. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Meanwhile, back to LeBron and an unprecedented exit for him in the first round. So does it lead to an unprecedented offseason for the Lakers? Where did they go from here? That's after Key has this from Straight Talk.
It's time for some Straight Talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like a walk-off home run in the ninth inning good. Okay, maybe not that damn good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you could get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $55 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot, Monica, when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
Damian Lillard has been bounced from the playoffs, and now we all wait to see if he will be making moves to a new team. Making Moves brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Market Madness moves to the Elite Eight. But we do have to still update you from yesterday. Because did we not believe this? This was the closest of all of them in the Sweet 16, as we have all of the most popular players in their markets, the 16 markets that we featured while we were setting this up. The player that would get the last table in the best restaurant in their town, that's how popular they are. Patrick Kane and Joe Burrow were the final Sweet 16 matchup. Patrick Kane wins.
But like
holds off Joe Burrow. Yes, yeah. You're right, though. It was close. 51.5% to 48.5%. Wow. So Patrick Kane moves on, and now we move into the final eight. So our final eight matchup today, which we begin, it is in the Era Goats Regional Final. And you can vote right now at KeyJNZ. Am I making it dramatic enough?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
Trying to. Mm-hmm. LeBron James, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, but LeBron will win.
I was going to say, this doesn't
matter. LeBron James seems like the guy, like he or Steph, right, will end up winning this whole thing. Aren't they? Wouldn't you say the odds-on favorite to win the whole thing, right?
It'll be LeBron.
Yeah. All right. So, Mark,
because I think it's going to reach.
You know, but I don't know who all is participating in our voting. The one
everybody
wrinkle,
can vote on Twitter right now, at KeyJNZ.
The one wrinkle would for me is the international appeal. I'll be honest.
No, but yeah, I was going to say, but I see, I was getting ready to say.
Depends on how many people are voting.
Yeah. I was getting ready to say that about LeBron. I was going to say, the reason about LeBron is so international, too.
Everybody, yeah.
It's people that listen to our show that are not just in,
all right.
You know.
Remember that time, Greece, like, showed up big for Giannis, and was it All-Star voting or something crazy? Remember? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
It was, like, a big thing.
Well, let's.
Sorry.
I don't remember that.
It's fine.
Market Madness brought to you by Indeed. Resumes are good. Resumes with an Indeed skills test are better. Visit Indeed.com/credit. So why don't we ask somebody who has covered LeBron extensively while in L.A., Alan Sliwa. He joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. He's on 710 ESPN L.A., Travis and Sliwa, and also does Lakers pre- and post-game. Good morning, Alan. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
So I noticed one of your tweets from yesterday regarding coming off the loss and asking Laker Nation how they feel. I mean, that's the temperature I'm asking you to give us, because the Lakers won a championship in the bubble. And now, of course, everybody's having fun with LeBron saying it's the Mickey Mouse ring and it doesn't really count because it was in the bubble. But are Lakers fans, like, is there this sense of, I don't know if I can trust Anthony Davis, or are they accepting the fact, as LeBron is pointing out, just came off the bubble, not much of a break, really never were healthy, and so even though you're disappointed, you kind of are okay with things?
It's a little bit all over the place. You know, doing post-game show last night, you'll get one call that says, you know, just not our season. Yeah, injuries caught up to us. And by the way, that's kind of that's the angle that I would take. It's the way the playoffs played out is identical to how the regular season played out for the Lakers. There was just never a rhythm, no consistency. Every time you thought, hey, you know what, the Lakers are going to get into some type of groove, an injury would happen or something would happen to kind of slow things down again or turn the engine off. I thought a lot of the calls last night, I was either getting that or it was Coach Vogel's got to go, you know, the kind of the extremes. Or it was, you know, Rob Pelinka really made moves in the offseason. He kind of almost outsmarted himself. He should have just stayed with the same role players that he had last year. So I think it's fair to say that when it's the initial reaction right after your team loses, it's a little all over the place. Probably by tomorrow, by Monday, I think as things calm down, I have a feeling that Laker fans could reflect for a quick second and say, 8 months ago, they had just won a championship. 72 days later, they were back into a new season with obviously a number of different players. And injuries at the end of the day caught up with the Lakers.
Slee,
yes,
what's happening?
What's going on, Key?
Man, your Lakers. Your Lakers.
Oh, no.
You see how fast I did that? No. How much pressure you think was put on AD to try to toughen it out based on some of the criticism that he's gotten here recently?
You know, Key, unfortunately, I think a lot of pressure. And I think I was mentioning this, it was about 2 days ago with Travis. I'm like, this is so unfair, just like listening to every single, a lot of these different platforms. They were going after Anthony Davis, and, you know, you hear the term, and it catches on. You know, whether people think it doesn't, it does. You hear it enough, the soft, injury-prone, you know, if it was a different player, would he be okay to go in that situation? I felt really, really bad watching Anthony Davis in those 5 minutes that he tried to play yesterday for the Lakers, and I hope he wasn't doing it to prove anything to anybody. And he did say in the postgame show it wasn't about proving anything to – he said as long as the people in the front office and the teammates and the coaches understand, you know, that they have the respect of him, that he's going to give it his all, that's all that matters. But, look, I don't think – it's very easy in today's world – to see what people are saying, and whether you're catching it on social media, TV, radio, whatever the case is, it was incredibly unfair. And this is a dude that just won a championship 8 months ago and was so key to that championship run. I didn't think it was right, Key. I really didn't. But I guess that comes with the territory, and he's considered one of the best, and people don't want to hear any excuses. But unfortunately, he wasn't able to go.
Alan Sliwa, host of Lakers Talk on ESPN 710 LA, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. You mentioned Frank Vogel. You know, obviously people start pointing fingers and looking at different ways, but I'm going to ask you this. What could they have done better without AD in the lineup?
So, look, I guess the confusing thing for me in the postseason, I thought he probably waited too long on certain rotations. He should have been – once you saw Anthony Davis go out in that second half of game four, you got to try everything and find something that you think could be most effective. And the weird thing is they were doing that in game six in the elimination, you know, potential elimination game. After Anthony Davis went out, it's like there was a little bit of a scramble here, but you saw THT play pretty decent minutes. Lakers actually started going small. You're seeing LeBron at times guarding Ayton, you know, and kind of forcing the Phoenix Suns, like, you're gonna have to play our style rather than us play your style. I do think Key, no matter what he did, I don't think you're beating the Phoenix Suns without Anthony Davis. So there will be some fingers pointed. And this just comes naturally with the territory. But I don't think, you know, even if he made every right move you could think of, without Anthony Davis, you're not winning a championship, and Phoenix was not a regular first-round matchup because they were the number two seed, and Lakers, obviously, because the injuries were number seven.
Alan, I'm glad you mentioned the seeding, because while Vegas obviously had the Lakers favored, the reality is that down the stretch, this Phoenix squad was flat out better, and the seeding reveals that. But I know there's plenty of blame to go around. I'm curious, though, beyond LeBron and AD, who was the guy that out in L.A. people thought would step up and be that third playmaker? From where I sat, I thought you guys would have gotten more out of Dennis Schroeder, but I'm just curious, is that just thinking that your point guard and your next best playmaker besides LeBron should have been it, or is there someone else?
Well, I think Schroeder, no question about it, was considered the third best player on the team, primarily all season long. So, you know, you assume that when Anthony Davis was out, there's going to be big opportunities for other players. And Dennis Schroeder, you know, even though he had a pretty good game six and was all over the place on the defensive side, he wasn't consistent through the series, mm-hmm. period. Kyle Kuzma was non-existent. You know, you might have a game here or there where he had 10 rebounds, and I know he had one of those games, but Kuz unfortunately had some opportunities, and I think it's safe to say this, and it's nothing personal, but
yes, it is.
Kuz, you know, I'm calling Kuz now instead of Key. Key, you know, what's funny is here's the reality. He's not a player that I think you could rely on, and we got to kind of get that out of our head because I think everybody's wanted it to be Kyle Kuzma.
We've been forcing it though, Slee. Think about it. We've been
that's the right way to put it.
For the last couple years, and I like him personally, but we've been forcing it, right? It was like, he's our third guy. He's our third guy. He's okay. Well, we put him out in the rotation. Well, he could come off the bench. And he could be the guy in the second unit, like in just nothing.
You're just sitting and waiting for it to
happen.
We've
been waiting.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to change. So I think the reality is, you know, for Kuz, if his future is with the Lakers, just kind of know what you have there. You're going to have 3-4 games where you do not mention his name, and then you'll have one or two where you bring up his name, and that's not uncommon. That's how the last couple of seasons has gone. So I think there are some role players that you thought you could depend on a little bit more, and then I think you realize as when the dust settled, you probably can't.
Alan, we appreciate your time. I know it's been a late night for you there out in L.A., and now the season's over. I can definitely relate to you, so enjoy the rest.
You ain't have to say that.
Well, I can relate.
It is
though.
Relatable, though.
No,
Alan's
relatable. A hard worker, man.
We're talking about teams, man.
I know he's a hard worker.
No, I'm talking about you. Slee. Well, see, I don't call Alan by Slee. I call him Slee.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do the Knicks pre and post, so I understand. Like, it's a grind, and then it ends, and you're sort of like, now what do I do?
Well, you might load manage.
You could do that, too.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, Alan Slee on the Goodyear Hotline.
Just stop.
You did a Quiet Coyote again?
Every time Monica's here. This is like a sister.
It's so funny how Key is so quickly into, like, if Jay did that, we'd it'd be 10 minutes of him just destroying
because
Jay. But you do it, and he's all, okay.
Well, because she's like a sister. And I don't, auntie, a sister, you right. can't.
Don't
you
know, be mother, auntie. Sister. I'm younger.
No, but I'm saying the attitude.
Oh, okay.
Like earlier in the show, for those who might be just joining us, we did have Deacon Key. And
yes,
it was
indeed.
A moment to eulogize the end of the Lakers. You know, two major markets stepping out of the NBA playoffs is you know, is something that needs to be, you know, recognized and
mourned.
Eulogized. And Key did that. And Monty in Atlanta felt something. You felt a certain way about it, didn't you, Monty?
Oh, yes, sir. First of all, man, Keyshawn, I'm a major fan.
Appreciate it.
Bishop Johnson, you did your thing with this eulogy. I was down this morning being a Lakers fan, but you picked my spirit back up, and I felt good doing the home going of the Lakers last night now.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Absolutely. Did you have a slice of pound cake afterward, or was it too early?
The repass was a little bit too early, but I feel good now.
No, we're gonna be all right. We'll figure it out. That's one thing I can certainly say about teams or organizations like the Lakers. They will figure it out at some point. We just won a championship, what, less than 12 months ago,
yeah.
or whatever it was?
Factual.
And so let's not act like, and I understand people want to take shots at LeBron now. And they're calling it the Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse ring.
Yeah, but guess
that's
what?
That's trending now.
As I say, we would take a Mickey Mouse ring, a Six Flags ring, a Knott's Berry Farm ring,
Fisher Price,
Fisher Price ring, you Amazon ring, any of that. We gonna take all of it.
Yeah.
Why would we give it away? It's 18th banner.
It still got
so
your banner.
So stop.
Yeah, you still get that.
You mentioned that this is the first time LeBron hasn't been in the finals since 2010. It is also the first time that Steph Curry and LeBron are not in a final since 2010. So literally,
crazy.
Y'all, we are witnessing the changing of the guard. And I injuries are a part of the game,
yes.
And I am not taking anything away from LeBron. Do I think that he is done? Absolutely not. That would be asinine. Do I think that he can see the light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Right? Fair.
Absolutely.
But injuries are just a part of the game. And so the AD injury changed the series. And this Phoenix is a legitimate number two team. They were, what, two games out of the number one spot?
But they had something to prove.
This AD, just had, AD really, really, in all honesty, AD just needed to be healthy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all.
Let's
be honest with each other.
Right.
He was not healthy.
No.
It's clear. And if he was healthy, we would be having a different conversation this morning. We will be talking about going back to Phoenix.
But instead, we had a wonderful moment at the beginning of the show. And it's available, if you're just joining us, at KeyJNZ on our Twitter handle. Just find it there. I also retweeted it as well. And I promise you, yes, it definitely was a moment to enjoy. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, we are presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Let's do some A to Z. Some other headlines going on in the world of sports to discuss. Certainly we'll get back to your calls and as well get back to the NBA playoff conversation. But you remember this story we discussed a couple of days ago? Bob Brenly, mm-hmm. the former manager, broadcaster mm-hmm. with the Diamondbacks, mm-hmm. who was, you know, kind of
yes.
made comments about Marcus Stroman and the
do-rag
and how Tom Seaver, it's the same one Tom Seaver wore and all that stuff. And then
big change
Stroman went
that.
To Twitter and, you know, felt like that had racist undertones. Well, Brenly now will step away from Bally Sports Arizona while he takes sensitivity training.
Because I said that.
Yeah.
I said, he'll be
but
retiring
about,
or something soon.
In addition to this story, however, and remember I also pointed out something that Brenly had said about Tatis wearing the chain.
Yeah.
And he said if
bicycle
he had a
chain.
Bike chain around his neck, he maybe would be faster.
Oh,
a story in The Athletic has Chicago Cubs Aramis Ramirez, who said he felt Brenly was unfair to Latin players when he was with the Cubs as a broadcaster then. And he was saying that he should be just fired right now. And Brenly responded with respect to Ramirez and Starlin Castro, Giovanni Soto, and all the players who I've covered over the years. I have the utmost respect for their life stories, their talent, and their careers. That was a statement that Brenly gave to The Athletic. He said, having played the game and managed for many years, I understand how hard it is to play so successfully for such a long time. My job for many years has been to talk about baseball, and I've had thousands of opportunities to both applaud and analyze performances and was privileged to witness the careers of players like Aramis Ramirez.
And what is he getting ready to do?
Sensitivity training.
What? Say it again?
Yeah, sensitivity
training. Oh, okay. That says it all for me right there.
Macro.
Remember, he's 67 years old.
Listen.
From a different generation that is, you know, not really part of the changing of the times right now.
See, and indulge me for a second on the macro here, right? We always cloak this conversation about diversity like the diverse candidates are getting an opportunity, right? But in reality, when we operate in a more diverse space where we learn about each other, it makes everybody better. The people sitting on the other side of the table calling the games or holding the positions, they need diverse people in their lives just as much as everybody else, because then you don't have this kind of stuff. Then you have an understanding of culture. You ask questions. You build true relationships, and you're not sitting on your high horse articulating things from your perspective as if your perspective is the only one.
I will also add this. There are things that are said in a locker room that you just accept as we all just kind of rip on each other,
mm-hmm.
that's not acceptable in a public forum.
But
it's not something
also,
you would bring publicly
twist,
as well.
But we also understand each other and when we're in the locker room because we have a relationship.
And mm-hmm. it's more of a private, intimate mm-hmm. setting
yeah,
where it's
but
not the whole world listening in.
But I also have a perspective of who you are
yes.
because you're next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm okay with you. I don't worry about you. I'm talking about this is my locker room with you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Somebody said something about, I'm like, no, you got him. You got that all wrong.
Right.
It's very easy for me to do that.
Right, because of history, right?
Yes,
but most people don't know that. And again, it's what he said was it was an unnecessary snide remark, just completely unnecessary.
But there's a history
and a lack
there.
Of awareness. And
there's
yes,
a history there.
The history That's... part of it is why you better get yourself some sensitivity training.
Exactly.
Otherwise, we don't have a need for you on this broadcast.
Exactly. Ask real questions though. Like you, I mean, I call games. Like you, you've touched games. Like there's a lot of time to fill in games and a lot of time in baseball games. But ask questions. Tell real stories. Don't be snarky.
Yeah, that was a snide remark.
Yeah,
that was trying
snarky.
To be funny, and it was a complete failure and, in fact, could end up costing him his career. Speaking of careers, but in a positive sense, Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski, retiring, as we mentioned yesterday. But he at a press conference yesterday at Cameron Indoor Stadium, he did say something that, as we were speculating, is it because, you know, the changes, the portal and transfer portal and what he's got to deal with, and maybe it's just time for him to step away. He explained it had nothing to do with all that.
The reason we're doing this is because Mickey and I have decided the journey's going to be over in a year. And we're going to go after it as hard as we possibly can. And then we'll be a part of Duke's continuing journey, like President Price said, for as long as we're around.
So, Monica, I mean, one of the great college coaches of all time, winningest, of course, we know that. One more year, and then he's letting it go. He'll be 75 years old when he does step away from the game. We just accept that, yeah, I mean, he just feels it's time. He's got three kids. He's got grandkids, obviously his wife, and he's been on the grind for basically since he came out of college.
I'm laughing because this just came to me. What time is it? I don't know if my other half is up and listening, but I hope I had a kind of pull. I want to spend time with Mickey. You about to walk away from your whole thing. Yes, Mrs. Krzyzewski, come on home. It's my turn now. No questions asked. Like, I love that.
After 40 years?
Come on. Bring it
he
here.
He finally is listening.
I stood by your side. Five titles, umpteen ACC championships, regular season, and in
wins,
the tournament.
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on home. Here's what I will say. I don't think we need to overanalyze this. If Coach K wanted to stay, he would stay. And it's totally fine to acknowledge that you have a full life and other relationships. Like, and the reality is he also would not say, oh, I'm not up for this loop-de-loo of the new NIL.
Like,
you're not
going
to get that.
He wouldn't admit that.
No.
No.
Even if it was true.
But it's not. It's not, though. Like, think about it. 40 years, man? 75
yeah.
years? I'm like, at some point, everybody stops.
It's more to
Marv
life.
Albert stopped just recently.
Right.
He's done, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go through the playoffs, but he's been doing it forever. Like, at some point, you're going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be like, man, I don't feel like calling
the
nickname.
God
again.
Willing.
Are
yeah.
you going to stop?
God
Once
willing.
I start to forget names and stuff, and, you know.
No more Deacon
why
bits.
Why should that
Make sure we have a eulogy
Coach K,
when
by the
Keyshawn
way,
retires.
Will join us at 8 a.m.
Calling
Eastern,
you Melissa,
so you definitely want to stay tuned.
Get him off the air. That's not my name.
For that. So is LeBron's first-round exit a good thing for the Lakers? We'll discuss next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and SiriusXM, Channel 80.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.